Hello. Welcome to the Avon Valley Mini Safari. I'm Mattia, one of the team here at Avon Valley. Before we buckle up for our adventure through the park, I'm going to give you some important information, so please listen carefully. This will be the last area to purchase supplies like animal food and snacks for your own family before you embark on your adventure. If you'd rather start your adventure now, please make your way to the entrance area of the safari and wait for one of our team members' instructions. Remember, this is a family safari adventure, so please don't drive more than 5 miles an hour, stay on the left-hand side of the road, and don't overtake unless it is a designated overtaking area, called a passing point. Don't worry, I'll always let you know when we're approaching one. To keep us in sync with your drive, you'll hear this noise when you know we're about to start speaking for the next enclosure, so please pause and start the track as you wish. Finally, we'll be joined by various members of the Avon Valley family along the way, so budge up and make room for all of us in your car. Well, we're ready when you are. Let's go on an adventure. And we're off. Okay, remember to keep to the 5 mile an hour limit at all times. Oh, looks like some of the Avon Valley team have joined us on the journey.
Hello everyone, I'm Hannah and I help run the family business. Thank you for visiting. Now, on the left you'll see our very own reindeer, Donna and Blitzen. Yes, the Donna and Blitzen. Did you know that reindeer's noses are designed to warm the air before it gets to their lungs? They also make a clicking noise when they walk with their tendons. Do you know why? It's so that they can find each other in a blizzard and stay together. Another amazing fact is that reindeer are the only mammal known to see UV light. This means that they can easily detect white fur and urine in the snow, which we and other animals wouldn't be able to see. On the left after this are our red foxes, Rusty and Felix. They're pretty shy, but see if you can spot them. They are known for sunbathing. The reason they are hard to find is because they're far more active at night. Foxes are members of the dog family and are the only type of dog who are capable of retracting their claws, and they can run up to 30 miles an hour. That's as fast as a truck. On the right-hand side, you'll be able to see our chickens. Did you know there are more chickens on Earth than people? 25 billion. Always wondered why there's different coloured eggs? Well, the colour of the egg depends on the chicken's earlobes. A red earlobed chicken lays brown eggs, whilst a white earlobed chicken lays white eggs.
We're approaching a passing point. If you wish to enjoy this enclosure for a little longer, please turn your left indicator on and remain stationary. If you're a vehicle wishing to take over the one in front, please turn on your right indicator and slowly overtake the vehicle in front to continue the rest of your journey. Thank you. Heads up, this next enclosure contains 3 feeding stations, so please have your animal food ready. Remain in your car, open your window, and throw the food into the chutes provided. Remember, remain in your car. Thank you.
Hello everyone, my name's Doug. I'm the owner of Avon Valley. It's really good that you could join us on this mini safari. Oi, budge up, Mattia. It's a bit squashed in the back here.
Ooh. Okay.
If you look on the left-hand side, you can see our alpacas, Jules, Baracus, Larden, and Dennis. Oh, and there's a llama in there too. She's named Madonna. Here's a challenge for you. Can you tell the difference between a llama and an alpaca? Well, the alpacas are much smaller and their ears are perkier and smaller too than a llama. An alpaca can live up to 20 years. They're bred in England for their wool, which is much softer than sheep's wool. It's also water and fireproof. Llamas and alpacas are really social animals and they prefer to live in a herd. They are the South American cousins of the camel, but don't have a hump. They can also run up to 35 miles an hour. That's faster than some of our foxes that you've just passed. They're also really intelligent animals, have excellent eyesight, hearing, and a sense of smell. Don't forget, there's a feeding station if you want to feed our alpacas or llamas.
We're now at a passing point. If you wish to enjoy this enclosure for a little longer, please turn your left indicator on and remain stationary. If you're a vehicle wishing to take over the one in front, please turn on your right indicator and slowly overtake the vehicle in front to continue the rest of your journey. Thank you.
Up next are our pygmy goats. They are usually kept in farms for their milk or as pets, since they are very friendly and playful animals. In fact, pygmy goats have been kept as pets for over 7,000 years. Like many goats, they love to climb on top of things. Can you see their own playground inside their enclosure?
We're now driving through our play and go-kart area. Please remember to remain in your car.
On the right, you'll see our top lake. We have three man-made lakes here at the park: the top lake, the boating lake, and the triangle lake, which we also call the fishing pond, although it is on a floodplain, so we can't guarantee that there's fish in there.
The top lake is home to many different types of bird. We've had a couple of mallard duck families residing here this spring, but you can also usually see Canada geese, grey heron, swans, and moorhens, amongst other species which can be seen throughout the year.
Hi everyone, I'm Sue. It's lovely to see you all back in the park. On the left is our Monk Jack enclosure. We have six girls and two boys. The girls are Lisa, Cynthia, Eve, Claudia, Wendy, and Tiffany. The boys are Andy and Brian. Did you know that the Monk Jack deer come from southeast China, but were brought over to the United Kingdom sometime in the 1900s.
They are also the oldest deer known to us, with fossils that have been found up to 30 million years old. They can also live up to 19 years old in the wild, and in captivity, they can live even longer.
Hi everyone, my name's Emily and I'm the operations manager here at Avon Valley. As we turn right, on your left you'll see our rabbit and guinea pig enclosures. How many guinea pigs and how many rabbits can you spot? They may be called guinea pigs, but they're not actually related to pigs and don't come from Guinea either. They originated in the Andes region in South America. Each guinea pig has five different types of hair that make up their coat.
Rabbits can turn their ears 180 degrees to pinpoint exactly where the sound is coming from that they hear. Although Bugs Bunny may love a carrot, they are high in sugar and can give a rabbit an upset tummy if they eat too many.
We're now at a passing point. If you wish to enjoy this enclosure for a little longer, please turn your left indicator on and remain stationary. If you're a vehicle wishing to take over the one in front, please turn on your right indicator and slowly overtake the vehicle in front to continue the rest of your journey. Thank you.
Now on the left, you'll be approaching our tortoise enclosure or tortoise garden. Did you know that a tortoise shell is made up of 60 bones, all connected to each other? They can also live up to the grand old age of 150 years old. Before they hibernate for winter time, tortoises also make sure that they've starved themselves so their stomachs are nice and empty. Tortoises also smell using their throats and not their noses. And another interesting fact is that it's believed that tortoises can take in water through a vent in their bottoms as well.
Also, have a careful listen to this noise a tortoise makes when they're very happy.
My goodness.
On the left-hand side, you can see our horses and donkey paddock. The horses that you should be able to see are three Shetland ponies. The brown pony is Millie, followed by the greyer one, which is called Pepper, and the whiter one, which is called Salt.
Now we're approaching our birds of prey area. The aviaries are home to Merlin, our European eagle owl, free quail called Greg, Thanita and Susanna, Kez the kestrel, Rosie the Harris hawk and Bobbin the barn owl.
We're approaching a passing point. If you wish to enjoy this enclosure for a little longer, please turn your left indicator on and remain stationary. If you're a vehicle wishing to take over the one in front, please turn on your right indicator and slowly overtake the vehicle in front to continue the rest of your journey. Thank you.
As we move further on the left is one of our three pig enclosures, home to our rare breed large black pigs, Thelma and Louise.
Did you know pigs have an amazing sense of smell? In some countries, they use them to find truffles. In fact, they use their snout as a way to smell food under the ground. This is called rooting.
Fascinating. You may also know the term sweating like a pig. Well, it's actually not true. Pigs don't sweat. So they like to bathe in water or mud to keep themselves cool.
Next, on the left, is the guinea fowl. In the wild, guinea fowl will survive between 10 and 20 years. And when they find a mate, they usually mate for a lifetime, or sometimes during mating season. I like to refer to the guinea fowl as tiny little dinosaurs because they remind me of velociraptors running around shouting and squeaking all the time.
Also in this enclosure is one of our turkeys. They can run up to 25 miles an hour. Like peacocks, male turkeys puff up their body and ruffle their feathers to attract a mate. They're also known for their famous gobbling sound.
Here's a challenge for you. Can you gobble like a turkey?
Can you spot the ducks we have in this enclosure? Yes, they are white and they are called Aylesbury ducks.
We're now at a passing point. If you wish to enjoy this enclosure for a little longer, please turn your left indicator on and remain stationary. If you're a vehicle wishing to take over the one in front, please turn on your right indicator and slowly overtake the vehicle in front to continue the rest of your journey. Thank you.
The next enclosure is home to our wonderful grey-faced Dartmoor sheep. They're also affectionately known as our fluffy clouds when they have their full coat.
Here we have two mummies, the ewes, with their young, the lambs. We have Joyce with Ada and Bessie, and Maud with Cora and Daisy.
Heads up, this next enclosure contains feeding stations, so please have your animal food ready. Remain in your car, open your window and throw the food into the chutes provided. Remember, remain in your car. Thank you.
Next up are our goats, including our visitors' favourite, Janet and Barry. Did you know if you kneel down, Janet can stand on your back and do goat yoga with you? These goats are extremely friendly, having been hand-reared by us. Did you know that baby goats can stand and walk within 1 minute of being born?
Being mountain animals, goats are great climbers. They have been known to climb the tops of trees and even dams.
Just on your left, we have the Cooney Cooney pigs called Jack and Biscuit. Jack is the strawberry blonde or ginger pig, and Biscuit is the spotty pig. They're rather new to our family, so make sure you give them a lovely big wave. They love people and they love the attention.
Okay, we're now running alongside our train line, and then on the left, the events field, which is home to our annual family water fight, concerts, and even more fun. Please remember to stick to the 5 mile an hour limit and remain inside your car. Thank you.
Also, I'm really excited to announce that this summer, for the whole of August, we're offering a once-in-a-lifetime opportunity to camp inside the park. If you want more information on our family camping over August, why not go to our website, www.avonvalley.co.uk, and we'll tell you all about it.
Oh, we have one more surprise for you. I'll hand you over to Professor Magma.
Incoming communication from Control.
Good day, explorers. Professor Magma from the Jurassic Exploration Association here. Please remain very quiet, as we don't want to disturb the dinosaurs out there too much. Good luck. Don't forget to remember every type of dinosaur you see. Wow! Incredible. We're getting a strong dino reading here at the lab. There must be another on the way.
Communication terminated.
Oh, that was quite fun, actually, wasn't it? Right, you might want to put your windows up now. It's going to get a little foamy.
As we start to wind down our adventure, I'd like to take this time to thank you so much for joining us here today. Avon Valley is really a part of our lives, and hopefully it's a big part of your lives. It's been really difficult over the last few months, and everyone has been affected by what's been going on. But we hope that this short little drive experience is the start of our reopening. And once again, thank you for taking the time and coming to enjoy this with us.
Yes, thank you for joining us, and we hope to welcome you back to the park soon.
Also, as you leave the park, you'll pass our drive-through toy shop. We've got toys and lots of fun things in there, so why not have a little drive-through and see if there's anything you fancy.